Welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. Today, we're diving into a popular myth in the fish-keeping world. Have you ever heard the saying that fish will only grow to the size of their tank? Well, let's try and unveil the truth behind this common misconception. Before we delve into the truth, let's take a moment to understand where this myth comes from. It's often believed that fish will only grow as large as their environment allows, but is there any scientific basis to support this claim? From the research I've done, it appears that there is no scientific evidence to support the common belief that fish will naturally grow to the size of their fish tanks. Fish growth is primarily determined by genetic factors, species, specific characteristics, diet, and overall health conditions. However, the size of the tank can directly influence the growth and well-being of the fish. Inadequate tank size can lead to stunted growth and health problems in fish. When fish are kept in small or overcrowded tanks, they may experience stress, reduced swimming space, limited access to oxygen, and increased waste buildup. These unfavorable conditions can hinder their growth and development. Now, let's address the real impact of tank size on fish growth and why confining fish to small tanks can actually hinder their growth and overall health. Fish have access to larger tanks with ample swimming space are generally more active. Increased activity and exercise can contribute to better muscle development and overall growth. Overcrowded tanks or tanks that are too small can cause stress for fish. Stress negatively affects the fish's health and can suppress their appetite, leading to reduced growth rates. Providing a spacious tank reduces stress levels and promotes healthier growth. Larger tanks typically have a higher volume of water, which means a larger surface area for oxygen exchange. Sufficient oxygen levels are crucial for fish growth and metabolism. In smaller tanks with limited oxygen availability, fish may not receive an adequate oxygen supply, potentially affecting their growth. Fish produce waste in the form of ammonia, which can be harmful if it accumulates to high levels. In larger tanks, the waste is more diluted and the filtration system can effectively remove it. Conversely, in smaller tanks, waste can build up quickly and lead to poor water quality, compromising fish health and growth. Larger tanks tend to maintain water quality parameters such as temperature, pH, and ammonia levels more effectively. Stable water conditions promote optimal growth, as fish are less likely to experience sudden changes that can stress their bodies and hinder growth. Here are some practical tips for healthy fish growth. Number one is provide an adequately sized tank that suits the specific needs of your fish. Research the recommended tank size for your fish and ensure they have enough space to swim comfortably. Maintain good water quality by regularly testing the water parameters such as temperature, pH, ammonia, nitrite, and nitrate levels. Perform regular water changes to remove accumulated waste and maintain proper filtration to help keep the water clean and healthy. Feed your fish a balanced and species-appropriate diet. Different fish have different nutritional requirements, so research the specific dietary needs of your fish species and provide a varied diet that includes high quality fish food, live or frozen foods, and the occasional treats. You could establish a regular feeding schedule and avoid overfeeding. Overfeeding can lead to excessive waste production, poor water quality, and health issues. Feed your fish small portions so that they consume within a few minutes and adjust the amount based on their appetite and growth. If you have a community tank, ensure compatibility amongst the fish species. Aggressive or territorial tank mates can cause stress and hinder growth. Research of the compatibility of different fish species to create a harmonious and stress-free environment is recommended. Provide your fish with appropriate hiding spots, plants and natural items like leaves and botanicals in the tank. These features create a more natural and stimulating environment, reducing stress and promoting healthier growth. You can also observe your fish regularly for any signs of illness, stress, or abnormal behavior. Early detection of health issues allows for prompt intervention and treatment, minimizing the impact on fish growth. And you also need to remember to avoid rapid changes. Gradually acclimate your fish to any changes in water parameters, such as temperature or pH. Sudden changes can stress the fish and negatively impact their growth. Unfortunately, due to the global warming, there appears to be evidence in how factors outside the fish tank size can affect growth, as documented in an article in January 2022 from the BBC, detailing the effects in which some areas of the world it appears smaller fish, such as gobies, feel more comfortable in the warm, lower oxygen conditions, pushing back important food species like anchovy. The warmer waters could decrease ocean oxygen levels and significantly reduce fish body weight. The research team concludes that fish body size will shrink between 14 and 24% within the largest decreases in the Indian and Atlantic Oceans. Dr. Alan Bordrum from the University of Aberdeen has studied changes in the growth of haddock in the North Sea, and he says this latest research is a strong result. He believes it could have negative implications for the yields of fisheries and could also seriously impact the ability of fish to reproduce. Smaller individuals produce fewer and smaller eggs, which could affect the reproductive potential of fish stocks and could potentially reduce their resilience to other factors such as fishing pressure and pollution. I think this proves the point that it's not the physical tank size that impacts the growth of the fish, it's many other environmental factors. Furthermore, rising carbon dioxide in the atmosphere leads to more of the gas dissolving in the ocean, increasing its acidity. That makes life much tougher for animals that make a chalky skeleton, says Roberts. We need to worry about these tiny animals, which are an important part of primary production, the base of the food chain. Lastly, Roberts said the heating of the oceans means that the warmer layer at the surface mixes less with the colder layer below. As the cooler layer contains most of the nutrients, that means less food for fish. We are already seeing some evidence of this as Atlantic Ocean deserts are getting larger. Remember, each fish species has unique requirements, so it's crucial to research and understand the specific needs of your fish. Providing a suitable environment, proper nutrition, and attentive care will greatly contribute to the healthy growth and well-being of your fish. Unfortunately, we live in an age where everyone on the internet is a self-proclaimed expert, which, just for the record, I am not. I just do the best I can with the research I have done. I try to avoid social media groups or pages and stick to either scientific facts or the experience of others I trust or my own experiences. Ultimately, we're all learning. You won't get everything right, but being prepared with the facts gives us the best possible chance to care for our animals in the best way we can. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll catch you in the next one.